USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
In an unannounced visit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. A spokeswoman for Johnson said that the visit was a show of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. She added that the two leaders will discuss long-term support to Ukraine. The visit came a day after Johnson pledged another $1 to $30 million in high-grade military equipment to the besieged country. Ukraine's state railway company said it would continue to evacuate as many people as possible from eastern Ukraine before Russia launches an anticipated full-scale attack on the region. The statement comes after a missile strike on a train station that killed at least 52 people and injured more than 100 waiting to leave the region. The company added it has evacuated about 3.5 million people since the end of February when Russia invaded the country. This is USA Radio News.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation, 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation, 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own but get worse.
President Biden and Vice President Harris celebrated the confirmation of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. Jackson, the first black woman to be confirmed to the high court, will take over for Justice Stephen Breyer when he retires at the end of this current term. It was a partisan confirmation vote.
The Senate confirming Jackson Thursday with a 53-47 vote, with three Republican senators joining all 50 Democratic senators. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley tells Fox News Supreme Court nominations were not always this partisan.
At one time, it was considered to be a standard that you didn't vote against a nominee because of the judicial philosophy. You voted just on whether they were qualified. That time has passed.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
All of the major indexes on Wall Street had a losing week. They also remained down for the year to date. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins was killed in a crash Saturday morning after he was struck by a vehicle in Florida. He was there training with teammates on the team. The Ohio State standout signed with the Steelers last season after two seasons with the Washington football team. Actor Will Smith has been banned for 10 years from the Oscars and other activities related to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The punishment comes after he slapped comedian Chris Rock. Rock did a joke at the expense of Smith's wife, fellow actor Jada Pinkett Smith. The Academy said in a statement that the Oscars were meant to celebrate achievements, but the achievements were overshadowed by Smith's unacceptable and harmful behavior. Smith said that he accepts and respects the Academy's decision. Two men were acquitted of all charges in the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. 24-year-old Daniel Harris and 33-year-old Brandon Caserta were found not guilty of conspiracy, but the jury deadlocked on 38-year-old Adam Fox and 46-year-old Barry Croft Jr. Defense Attorney Michael Hill celebrated the outcome.
I think what the FBI did is unconscionable, and I think the jury just sent them a message loud and clear that these tactics are not going to be, you know, we're not going to condone what they've done here.
Fox and Croft remain in custody. No juror spoke publicly about the mixed result. Three people were killed following a robbery at a gun range in a rural area southeast of Atlanta. The owner of the range, along with his wife and grandson, were the victims. 40 weapons and a video camera were taken. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.